Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
All right, so if you got God, God's got you. That's our theme in chapter 2. And then let us go to our topic for today, week number 5 of the sermon series, Preparing Generation Next. Preparing Generation Next. I know that those words are alternated, you know, because some folks might say, well, no, you're talking about the next generation. Yes. But in this lesson, we want to prepare generation next, because, you know, whether it be generation X, Y, Z, and then it starts back over again, Alpha, you know, and all of those kinds of letters or whatever. We just want to make sure that we're preparing the next generation for whatever it is that's coming next. Y'all see me? You know, back in the 80s, come on here, y'all, us with our Jerry curls and, you know, had our bell bottoms and had our stacks on, you know, we weren't looking for cell phones because we had to wait till we got home to call that little girl. Amen, somebody. You see how those generations, things are coming. We have to be prepared for what's coming. And then not only did the cell phone come along after the 80s and the early 90s and in the 2000s, then, you know, social media appeared on the scene. Because no, ain't nobody thought about posting no pictures of your food on no phone. Hey, man. Hey, man. I know you can cook. Hey, man, but you ain't got to post everything. Oh, all right, let me move on. Let me move on. Amen. You know, when we were back in the 80s and 90s, there are a lot of things that we didn't see that was coming down the line. Now, we're preparing for what's next. Guess what's coming? AI. And see, we're kind of in the crust of it right now, just kind of learning Chat GPT and Grok, is it Grok, and all of those kinds of things that are out there. We're learning that these things are coming, and if we don't have our children rooted and grounded in the Word can lead them astray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? If it's AI can change a few of these little things. Amen. And kind of, amen. What did the devil do? Oh, come on, somebody. What did he do in the Garden of Eden? He just twisted a few little words around, didn't he? Got Adam and Eve all messed up and messed us up too.
All right.
Amen. You see what I'm saying? Well, God did not say, you know, you would surely, you know. Y'all see what I'm saying? You're twisted. And so now we got to get ready for next generation. So as we prepare for generation next, Paul wants us to see that we got to make sure that we're handing down good godly wisdom. Can somebody say godly wisdom? Godly wisdom. See? And then not only should we adults hand down good godly wisdom, but we also should have our children make sure that they're picking up good godly wisdom. Now, anyone ever heard the saying, like father, like son?
Amen.
Or have you heard the saying, mother knows best or father knows best?
Amen.
Well, we must be careful as adults as to what we do in front of our children. Are we living the kind of lives that would be examples for them to follow? Preparing generation next. Paul talks to us about his son in the ministry. whose name is Timothy. Timothy, my brothers and sisters, is teaching us that it ain't nothing wrong with having some good godly wisdom. Ain't nothing wrong with growing up around some church folk. Any of y'all ever grew up around some church folk? Some of y'all didn't have no choice. We had, amen, you came in late on Saturday night or maybe early in the Sunday morning, but you still had to get your butt up out of that bed and go to church on Sunday morning, didn't you? Amen. Hallelujah. And what Paul was reminding Timothy of, he says, Timothy, I remember your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois because they brought you up right under some good Jewish teaching.
Amen.
Anybody ever been back in the day? Amen. I told y'all this before. Amen. On Sunday morning, I just wanted to sleep in on Sunday morning, and mama would crank up that gospel music on the radio, and I'd be laying in bed. I couldn't even go back to sleep. I just might as well go pat my foot while I'm laying in the bed. You know, I can't go back to sleep, so I might as well just sing what's on the radio. You see what I'm saying? Some good godly wisdom and teaching and guidance. And see, ain't nothing wrong with hanging around some church folk. We ought to hand down godly wisdom. Paul's protege, Timothy, was the first second generation Christian mentioned in this New Testament. Usually in those type families, the fathers had a craft or a job that the son took up and carried on.
Come on.
Some families, the mother has some type of talent or craft that the daughters picked up and carried on. And they hand it down. Somebody say hand down. They hand it down through the many generations, the work of the family and the family values and things that the family used to do for business sake. And see now, amen, we try to teach our children something to do, and they'll look at us kind of halfway crazy.
Well, all right,
what you mean, sew this patch on this pair of cloth, this pair of jeans? Amen.
Right.
What you mean, go out and get the eggs out of the hen? What are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, amen, we have to make sure that like Paul was saying, and what Timothy is to him, he is the one that is carrying out the rest of the gospel to those who need to hear the gospel. And many times, a lot of young people don't want to embrace what they've been brought up in, because what you've been brought up in makes you who you are.
Well,
it may not be all positive, but it still makes you who you are.
Well,
oh, come on, somebody. It makes you, oh, hallelujah, appreciate what God had brought you out of. And you don't have to stay there. Come on, somebody.
Come on, bro.
See, that's how a lot of us got our names. Not only did we get our names from the slave masters, but we get our names because of what we did.
Amen.
You know, if your father was a baker, guess what? That's what the son would, carry on down through the many generations. He would be a baker. That's how they got the last name, Mr. Baker.
Well,
you know, and some folks say Smith. Well, that comes from, you know, maybe locksmith, you know. Okay, he got me right there. You know, Smith. So all of these different things are handed down. So I come to ask you today, my brothers and sisters, what are you handing down? Paul is having great joy knowing that he did his best as a spiritual father to hand down to his spiritual son the example of being a good servant for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, that's what is good. That's what's good for us, my brothers and sisters. That's why I told you, ain't nothing wrong with being around some good church folk. Amen, amen. And like I said, I can look back and remember, you know, we had Sunday school, and then after Sunday school, we had 11 o'clock worship, and then after 11 o'clock worship, We go get something to eat. Then we come back to 3 o'clock worship. And then after 3 o'clock worship, then we'll maybe go into 6 o'clock or BTU or some kind of singing somewhere. Amen. And you church all day long.
Amen.
Monday morning, amen, get ready for school like, Lord have mercy. I ain't getting to do nothing I wanted to do this weekend. But later on in life, you see that they brought you up in a way that now you look back and you appreciate what your parents and what your auntie and them and your uncle and them did for you by bringing you to church. They were handing down some good godly practices. And see, what happens, my brothers and sisters, is people are stuck in generational curses.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
That's why I ask you the question, what are you handing down? Come on now. What do your children know? What do the kids in the neighborhood see you doing? Oh, hallelujah. They're handing down these generational curses. And we got to make sure that we are being good lights to those that are trying to make it out of the darkness. Yeah, we got to prepare generation next, because like I told you, like the cell phone came on the scene, and like computers came on the scene, and like social media came on the scene, and now all of these different technologies and all of these different things, AI and things, we've got to prepare them and get them rooted and grounded for what's next. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 33 says, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they might be saved. Y'all see me? It ain't all about me all the time. It ought to be about somebody else.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
You know, and since you're saved, you ought to want somebody else to be saved. Look, not seeking my own profit. I want to be happy. Yeah, I want to please me. But I also want to give somebody a little bit of what I got. Oh, I want to give them a little more Jesus. Amen. Know what Pastor Washington said? I just need a little more Jesus. Amen. And I want to give the world what I got.
Amen.
When you got some good food, like I was talking a few minutes ago, y'all put that food on social media. Click, click. Look at what we had today. Amen.
Amen.
Got that plate full of macaroni and sweet potatoes and turkey and ham all hanging off the side and everything. Yeah, be looking good now, because, yeah, I'll be sitting there like, oh, have mercy, yeah. See, if you got something good, you want to share it. So what are you handing down? Secondly, young people, I talked to the old folks. Now we'll talk to you. Because, see, we grew up in them 70s. We grew up in them 80s. We grew up, you know, now we got electric cars and, you know, cars running off of, you know, no fuel and things like that. Technology changes. Life changes. Everything is coming at us from left to right. Now they're trying to put people on Mars. Come on, somebody. Don't y'all think they just sending it up, them rockets up there just to test stuff? Nah, they're trying to get people to pay to go to Mars. Y'all see that? Not only the moon, but now they're trying to go past the moon. I say, leave that stuff alone. That's God right there. Amen. If God wanted us to live on Mars, he'd have put us there, right? Oh, hallelujah. And see, like I said, what are you handing down? What do they see? Amen. Do they see you shout all over the church on Sunday morning and then cuss all week, Monday through Saturday? Amen. Oh, y'all better talk back to me today. Amen. Did they see you on Sunday morning shouting and singing in the choir, but then Uncle so-and-so and Uncle so-and-so and Uncle so-and-so and Uncle so-and-so visiting your house 2 and 3 times a week? That's your uncle, baby. Oh, yeah. What are we handing down?
Amen.
What are we giving our children? Now, children, we got to be careful what we pick up. We got to pick up good godly wisdom. Like I said, many of us, I didn't have a dad that was really in the church like my mom was. And my dad would stay at home on Sunday. y'all ain't had no dad like that, so y'all can't say amen. My dad, rather than go to church, he would go to work out on the farm and plant, and he would plow and stuff like that, and wouldn't go to church. Well, I believe God got my dad's attention. Yeah, he put him on his back. Had an accident. Hallelujah. Come on now. Sometimes God will get your attention. Sometimes he'll allow the devil just enough to get your attention. He ain't going to take you out. Come on, somebody. You know where you was at. He ain't going to take you out, but he'll do just enough to get your attention. And then after a while, I started seeing Daddy's truck pull up in the churchyard. Yeah, see, we'd already be at church because Mama and them, they believe in Sunday school. They bring you to Sunday school. And Dad, oh, hallelujah. And he had one of my old Ford trucks. And you hear it coming up that dirt road. See, the thing about it is we have to make sure that we are picking up good godly wisdom, because guess what? I could have been like my dad. I could have said, you know what, Mama, I'm going to stay home with Daddy today. Mama, you know, I don't want to go to church, you know. But she encouraged us, you know, being around good godly wisdom. You're going to need this one day. You're going to need a foundation, because AI, hallelujah, yeah, they talking about, I'm going to go there, and I shouldn't go there, but they talking about AI now is to the point now where you can get married to the robot. Come on now. They are programming these computers and things and all that is technical to act like people. And they even got to the point now where they're using some of the brain matter from the brain of a real person and trying to download it into the computer so that Granny can live with you for years and years and years. And you know what? Some folks are doing it too. You see what I'm saying? They're doing it. Okay. You got to prepare generation next, because generation next, if we don't keep them in church, if we don't keep them in Sunday school, if we don't keep them in vacation Bible school, if we don't keep them around good godly people, they can get lost and scattered. Amen. So young people, what are you picking up? Are you picking up them same habits? Amen. Them generational curses? Just because Mama and Daddy did something and had you out of wedlock don't mean that you have to have children. Come on now. Just because Mama and Daddy may have been strung out on drugs don't mean that that's your fate.
Amen.
See, we have to be careful. Adults, what we're handing down. But young people, be careful what you're picking up. See, generation next, do you want to be known as the breaker of generational curses or just the same old, same old?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not saying there's something wrong by not going to college, but there were many young people that said, I'm not going to stay like this. I'm not going to stay in the projects. I'm not going to stay on the farm. And they broke through those barriers, and now they have walked down the aisle and gotten their diplomas.
Amen.
Now they're owning their own businesses.
Amen.
And see, are you going to be one of those that just fall right into the same loop?
Amen.
of the generational curses. Come on, young people. I'm talking about picking up good God and wisdom.
Amen.
Oh, it's time for you to break those generational curses. See, do you have a desire to thrive and to change your family tree? Do you have a desire to get out and move forward and make something out of your life? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17. All right, y'all see it? For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy. All right, we just said who Timothy was. Timothy was Paul's protege. He was the one that was considered his spiritual son. All right. Who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful in the Lord. In other words, he picked up some good godly training. Because, see, a lot of times we'll pick up the negative things instead of the positive things. Faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ. Y'all see that? Not only was he following what Paul was trying to teach him, but he was following the word of Jesus Christ. Not only, young people, should we be following the teachings of our parents, but we also should be following our parents as they follow Christ. And I know it make you mad that you got to get up on Sunday morning and get out of. I know that's your only day to sleep late, but baby, come on to church anyway. It's going to do you some good. Look, it said, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, we've talked about handing down godly wisdom. We talked about picking up godly wisdom. Now we want to talk about trusting in God's wisdom. Here is the lesson. In verse number 19, Paul opens up our lesson today with these words. But I trust in the Lord. Anybody in the house today trusting in the Lord? Verse 20, he says, Timothy, is a good man who thinks like me. Remember, we said earlier, like father, like son. He will show my example of love and care for God's people. Verse 21, hallelujah. Some people we have to know that are out there for themselves and not about Jesus Christ. And we got to be ready for this generation next. We've got to be ready also generation now. Well, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know you don't want to learn that new app on your phone, generation now. I know you don't want to pick up that, amen, that computer and learn how to type on that computer, generation now. But some things we got to know now in order for us to prevent generation next from getting caught up in. And see, and the reason why you did those things as you have to realize your children are looking at you. They see everything that goes on. See, they live in the house with you. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And see, Paul tells us in verse 22 that Timothy picked up what Paul was teaching him. And now he is ready to carry out his mission.
All right.
He passed his exam.
Amen.
Paul says in verse 23, hallelujah, that now that I'm on trial, I don't know if I'm going to make it back to you or not, but I'm all right because I've handed down some good godly wisdom to generation next.
Amen.
See, y'all have to realize mom and daddy can only go so far.
Amen.
Amen. I know y'all depending on us. You know, every now and then you want to get a few dollars off of daddy or off of mama. But amen. But as life goes on, so does life. Amen. And sometimes we go off the scene and you got to be ready for whatever's next. I'm just trying to let y'all know, hallelujah, what Paul was saying here. I'm just going to trust in the Lord. I've done my best to hand down my teachings to the next generation. Now it's time for the next generation to get it and carry it and run on to see what the end is going to be.
Amen.
Now watch this. Paul opens up this lesson with, but I trust in the Lord. Anybody got some but I trust in here? Oh, yeah, I got laid off last week, but I trust in the Lord. Well, my car shut down on me, and now I got to buy some new tires, and I got to do this, but I trust in the Lord. They cut off my lights because I hadn't been working, and I hadn't been able to pay my bills. They turned my lights off, but I trust in the Lord. Then he gets down to verse number 24, and he says, I tell you what, I'm getting ready to go on trial for doing what was right. You know, it's kind of hurtful when you try to do folk right.
Amen.
And all you get back is wrong.
Amen.
Amen. But Paul kept his faith. Come on, somebody. He didn't give up. He said, that's all right. I'm locked up for preaching the gospel, and I'm locked up for doing what was right. But that's not going to make me lose my faith in who I know, whose I am.
Amen.
I belong to the Lord. Whether I live or whether I die, it's all about the Lord.
Amen.
He says, I tell you what, I may not make it through this trial, but Timothy and Philippian church, I want you to know that if you trust in the Lord, everything is going to be all right. Yeah, see, we got to make sure that we're handing down good, godly wisdom. And I want to ask you one more time. I know y'all getting tired of me asking. What are you leaving for your kids to pick up?
Amen.
What are you laying down for them to see? Oh, hallelujah, and pick up. We got to make sure that we are good spiritual mothers and fathers to generation next. Then, young people, as we're preparing generation next, see, my charge to you, generation next, is that you break those generational curses.
Amen.
As you live here today, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know we may have done some things that was not so pleasing, but you don't have to live that same kind of life. You don't have to live that same kind of lifestyle. You have the power to break generational curses.
Amen.
Yeah, you got to pick up some good godly wisdom. Yeah, live a lifestyle that will be a life of service for the Lord. In other words, we said it on last week. You got to let your little light shine. And then as we get ready to take our seat, we want to tell you that once we lay down some good godly wisdom, and as our generations pick up, oh, hallelujah, good godly wisdom, now we just need to keep on trusting in the Lord. Yeah, Proverbs 3:5, oh, hallelujah, through 8 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will, what? Direct your path. Yeah, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. That's what I'm telling you, young people. In order for you to get ready for generation next, in order for you to get ready for them AI people that's out there trying to get you to do stuff that you don't need to be doing, hallelujah, you need to stay away from evil. Yeah, that's what we said in the prayer this morning, right? And deliver us from evil. Oh, hallelujah, today. And then verse number 13 says, blessed are those who find wisdom and get understanding. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Anybody trusting in the Lord today? Yeah, blessed are those who find wisdom and get some good godly understanding. I want to be a light so that I can hand down some good godly wisdom. And I want our young people to know that there's some good godly people in this congregation that you can look up to. You don't have to look up to the drug pusher. You don't have to look up to, oh, hallelujah, the man that's in the neighborhood running the numbers. You don't have to look up to Oh, hallelujah, to the woman that's walking the street. But you got good godly examples in this house on the day. I told you, it's just good to hang around with some church folk. Come on, somebody. Yeah, because some church folk can tell you about a man. Oh, hallelujah, from Galilee. Some church folk can tell you about a man. Oh, hallelujah, that walked on the water. And Peter said, Lord, let me come to you. And he called Peter out of the boat. And he started walking on the water. Yes, church folk can tell you about a man that turned water into wine one day. He said, just go in there and fill up them water pots. Oh, hallelujah. When they came out, they said, ooh, you saved the best for last. Come on, somebody. Don't we serve a mighty God? Yeah, hallelujah. You ought to get yourself around some church folk. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. See, if Paul could put this sermon in, I'm done, amen. If Paul could put this sermon into a song, I believe Paul would put it this way. Come on here, Deacon. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Yeah. Whoa, till I die, till I die, I will. Hallelujah. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. Come on, stand to your feet. I will trust. The doors of God's church is now open. Oh, I'm gonna treat everybody. So, God, the church folk. Hallelujah. I'm gonna treat everybody right. you see that? Now I'm willing to wait on the Lord at this time. Amen. Bless you, Reverend. Bless you. Bless you. You see that? Now I'm willing to wait on the Lord. He said he would add to his church daily those that come shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, we have to make sure that what we're putting down is worthy of picking up. We got to live a lifestyle to help generation next get through whatever's coming. We don't know what's over the horizon, but we know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.